Welcome to Sensitives on Fire, the podcast for sensitive visionaries who want more, with your host, catalyst and coach, Nicole Eisler. Her mission, to help you live yours with guts, grit, and fire. Her message, dare to be yourself, to shine your gifts, create badass success, and have way more fun. Get ready to light your fire. Now, onto our show.
Oh yeah. All right. We're back for another episode. I'm so excited. Hey, let's talk about it. Have you ever, struggled? What? Struggled? No, not you. But play along. Have you ever struggled with knowing, not just knowing what you want for today? Like, whew, just hope I can get through. I just have so many projects today. I hope I can get through today. But I'm talking about knowing what you really want for you. For your life, for the long haul. And even if you did know, do you sometimes feel like, that would be great to know what I wanted, but I tell you what, having the time and energy to actually pursue that said desired outcome, forget about it, let alone pursue it with any kind of consistency. I mean, I have about as much as I can handle right now. None of it really excites me or lights me up, but you know what? I'm just trying to do the best that I can. Is this any kind of thing that you've been dealing with? Now, I'm not saying you don't have things in the mix, right, that are exciting, things that you look forward to, but is this the overall theme of your life? I really look forward to my life. Is that the overall theme? Or is it more of like, I got plenty of goodness going. Maybe got a good job. Are you doing, the bills are covered. I mean, we do fun things from time to time. But I guess, the overall theme is maybe like, meh. Right? Well, that is what we are talking about on our show today. How to unlock your big dreams 10 times better than the average sensitive. Because I just preach on how amazing you are as a sensitive visionary. The things that you long for, the things you wish for, the things you want to work on, the things that really light you up and excite you and inspire you. They're always beautiful, beautiful visions, but I just see too many sensitives who are not really unlocking their big dreams. They are getting through the day, getting through the week. They love their family. They have security, they're stable, but they're not living to their full potential. They're not living like lit up inside and really like with a hunger. They're like not hungry to pursue their biggest, boldest dreams because there are things that are going on in the mix. There are things that are happening with their energy and their mindset and how they're showing up, and they're just so engraved in the pattern. They don't know where to start and how to change it, right? So I want to talk about some of these things. And as you're listening today, I fully respect, because this was me as well. I'm very independent. Had to be. Most sensitives that I have worked with, all the sensitives that I've worked with had to become very independent very early on. Whether it was to stay out of the chaos, to try to not get screamed at for just ridiculous reasons that had nothing to do with them, whether it was from abuse, whether it was that they had, parents who were drug addicts or alcoholics or just not really pulling their end of the bargain, right, as a parent, whatever that was, or bullying, there's so many different, unfortunately, so many different varieties of, things that happen growing up. And so being independent was just a necessity. That was how we survived. Right? So if you relate to that, I really, really get it. I survived only because I was independent. If I relied on my parents, my father wasn't even around. Didn't meet him until I was 18. And again, as you know, I never, ever say any of this in a, aw, woe is me. This is just my story. These are the facts of my life. Okay, my father left when I was about 18 months old, and I met him when I was 18, then he left again, then he came in and out. Now I haven't seen him for, I don't know, six, seven, eight, some years, whatever, right? My mother, I couldn't rely on her for much because most of the time she was relying on me. Biggest argument we ever had was about me giving her my first paycheck at 15 years old, where I was like, I'm getting the you-know-what out of here. Nope, she thought I was giving the check over because we had to pay the electric bill. Should not have been my problem, but became my problem. So from a very early age, I learned struggle, right? And I developed these beliefs and concepts out of necessity because they helped me survive at the time. But what I recognized later in my life, much later, by the way, in my 30s, was that unless I changed that original creation in my mind, that conditioning, that structure, that framework, unless I changed that, I was going to continue to get the same outcomes, the same stress, the same type of struggle. So that's where I began to work on those things. And now many, many, many years later, it's not as much of a challenge. It's more of an automatic, right? It's just I'm in that mode. But if you're not aware of these things, you don't know that you can change them. Shoot, I was in my 30s. Wait, what? You mean if I change my mind, I can change my life? What is this they talk of? What is this magicalness? I was like, I'm in. That sounds cool. I didn't know that. I was stuck. I thought I was stuck the way I was created, like, or what, you know, what I grew up with. I thought that was just, and the things, let me tell you, in my childhood, I felt awful about them. I was embarrassed. I was ashamed. I never wanted anyone. I did everything possible to get away from the stigma I felt from being so poor and growing up in such a depressed household. Right. And all the things that went with what I also didn't know at the time was mental illness for my mother, but such stigmas. And so I just did anything, whatever it took to get away from that, even if it meant I just did something because I thought it just seemed better. Didn't mean it was great for me. It didn't mean it was the best aligned thing for me. But you know what? This is the difference between going from living your life out of strife and, like, you know, always striving to just get through and surviving and moving into unlocking your big dreams and actually living them, living a life that seems too good to be true, because when you compare to where you were to what you have, it seems literally like you are in someone else's life. That's the realness of what I'm talking about in this show. Because there are times where I think back to what my household was like growing up as a teenager. And it makes me like, wow, I can't even wrap my head around. Or, you know, you read some story or you hear someone else and you're like, God, I really, really get it. I mean, I'm sitting in my beautiful office. It's painted to me the color of cotton candy. I'm surrounded by beautiful things. I'm wearing new clothes. You know, I have pretty things. I have decks of oracle cards. I have unicorns all around me. I live in a space that, to me, I can never give enough gratitude for it, because where I came from did not look anything like this. It definitely did not feel anything like this. But I'm me. I'm still me. You know, this is about unlocking the life that you're here to lead, the life that you're here to live, the life you deserve, but not like, oh, I deserve it. But like, everything is so possible. So if you're living in struggle and strain and always striving and trying to just survive and get by, or you just feel empty or blah, or you just don't feel excited about what you're doing right now, let's change that. There is an alternative. Yeah, I mean, you don't have to have cotton candy walls and unicorns. You could have whatever you want. That just happens to be what it is for me, because I didn't have that. I didn't have that growing up. I dreamt of unicorns. I did love cotton candy, but I didn't feel like I was living a life at that caliber. That's the highest caliber for me. Cotton candy and unicorns. That's my thing. I don't know what yours is. That's my thing. I didn't have that. I would sit in my bedroom. I'd just close the door and just sometimes just cry. I remember getting ready for school in the mornings. You know, I was going to high school. I was getting bullied. And so I'd sit and get ready for school. And so funny what you remember, right? I've watched Thundercats every morning. I was big between superheroes and cartoons. Like, that's my thing. And I would watch Thundercats every morning and how they were so close and they would look out for each other. And I didn't have that. And I would just say, I almost wanted to be a Thundercat. Because they just seemed like they always would rise above. And so that was what I did in the morning. And then I would go to school and I would get followed around the hallways and get bullied all day. So, you know, it wasn't really like I was living my big dreams, okay? I mean, step out, be seen, be heard. What are you kidding me? And yet, there was always something inside me that said, I think there's more. I could feel it. I couldn't identify it. I didn't exactly know what it was. And that's why we're talking about this. Because if you don't know what you want, like, I'll ask clients, we come to the consult, right? If you book a consult with me, here's what you can plan on. I'm going to ask you straight up, right out in front, what is it that you want? Without any limitations, without anyone weighing in on what you say or how you say it, what is it that you want? And they're like, it's like their brain goes into like this total fritz mode, like just it short circuits. And I'm like, okay, I just felt that. Your mind went in like a million different directions. It just scattered like mice. What's up? Such a big question, right? No one's ever asked you that before, right? And they go, no, it's never about me. I'm so used to tending to what everyone else wants, making sure they get what they want. No one really stops to ask me what I want. And I say, have you stopped to ask yourself what you really want? No, not really. Right? And so you spend your time in this loop of over-serving and overdoing and taking care of everyone. And then, come on, we can be honest, because I did it too. We can be honest. You have to tell everybody about it a little bit of a way, don't you? Oh, I'm just so busy. I don't really get time for myself. Oh, I wish I had more time to do the things I want to do. It's like, are you waiting for someone to just go, you know what? You are so right. Let me take all that stuff off your hands so you can go do something nice for yourself. Now go on, go. That's kind of what you're wishing for, but you don't ever ask for it. You don't command it. You don't call it in. You just want someone to come and say that, but nobody ever does, do they? Why? What do they come and say? Hey, could you do this for me? Hey, are you going to get that done? Right? And I get it. You want to help more people because that is really what lights you up. However, when you're in a state of over-serving, overextending, overdoing, over-serving, what happens initially, there's some layer that makes you feel useful, makes you feel purposeful, but because it's in the wrong energy state, it's based on sort of this, please accept me, or let me keep everyone happy, or if I do enough for everyone else, maybe they'll do something for me. There's a little bit sometimes of some martyr, victim-y kind of energy to it, because we just want to show everyone how hard we work so someone can finally acknowledge that we're worthy and valued and give us permission to take a step back. But when you do that, you just bottom out. You give until you're empty. And then, oh, thank God I got sick so I can just take a break. It was so weird. I used to do that and then I would get really sick, like flu or colds or whatever. And I would almost be relieved because I'm sick. So you don't expect me to get up today. I don't have to go in today. I don't have to do all those things because I'm sick. And as much as you don't like how sick you are, you're a little bit relieved to just lay there and do nothing. Just take a break from everything. Give some time to yourself to rest. By the way, who is ever holding a gun to our head to keep us going on that kind of hardcore overextending over anything? Nobody. Nobody's still like, you got to keep going all day. Don't you stop now. Take care of everybody. Nobody's doing that. But we act like someone is. Then, or, you know, you get drawn into or involved in too many things. Now, these can even be positive things. Sign up for 5 classes at once. Start enrolling in something online. You get a freebie, 7 of them, to show you their PDFs and video series trainings and, you know, whatever else it takes, right? And because you're interested in all these different things, or you just think that you're going to get some kind of return, but you go into all of these things, you wind up feeling scattered. You have no direction, which is the issue. You're just like, free? Help? Help, 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 help. That's what you basically, help me, help me, help me. Will someone help me? Could you help me? Can you help me? Do you have what it takes? Will you be able to help me? And so you sign up for all these different things. You start reading all these different things. And now all of it is swimming in your head. And I can tell you, if you're in the pattern of signing up for too many freebies or too many classes all at one time, and they all start bombarding your email inbox, oh my God, now you feel guilty on top of it. Start shaming and blaming yourself. Oh, look, you haven't even watched that one. Now you got another one. You didn't do this one. You didn't do that. Right? And so all this pressure. Oh my God. So, phew, I had all this stuff to do before and I didn't have enough time and energy and I couldn't keep up. But so now I just piled on a bunch of other stuff, all in a cry for help. Super inspiring. All that good content. Because, hey, a lot of people have a lot of great things out there. I have people that tell me, You're apparently not one of them if you're listening to this episode, but they're like, oh, I'm just so busy. I wish I had time to listen to your podcasts. Everyone has time to listen to my podcasts. You have made it a priority, which is not on, that's, hey, no skin off my nose. I do this to awaken, activate, give resources. You don't have time for that? Okay. You obviously have time for that. You've made time for that. Congratulations. Ready? High five. Right? And here's the other thing. Oh my God, perfectionism. Oh, it has to be perfect. And so I need to be perfect and I can't have any flaws. I must be perfect. I must know every amount of like information in the whole wide world, on the whole wide web, everything. So that's why I sign up for all these things, why I study all these things, why I need to get certified in 18 million different things before I move in the direction of my goals. I'm so caught up in the studying, doing behind the scenes things, enrolling in everything with no clear goal or outcome. I don't know where I'm going. Nothing's happening. It's not doing me any good. What it's actually doing, this is why it's so bizarre, right? How something even good for you, something you like that's meant for you, that would really help you, can actually create a negative impact when it's in the midst of all that other stuff that I just went through. And really a big thing, like never working on your belief system. It's a system. It's set up to show you whether you're in alignment or not. But if you don't, you're not aware, you don't pay attention, you flat out ignore it, it's going to work against you. So if you don't work on your beliefs, then you will never feel like you're enough. It'll never be, you'll never work hard enough, because what kind of validation? This is truly the thing. Someone who is just busting their ass for everyone and everything, never getting to themselves or ignoring their own needs. Their energy is just awful and they're not really that happy or fulfilled. They feel all this pressure. They're really looking for someone to validate them. What else could it be? It's not enjoyable. There's nothing fulfilling about running on empty, feeling used and abused, taken for granted, insignificant. There's nothing great about that. It has to be that you're hoping at some level you get some sort of validation from somewhere that will finally stop the pattern. But that doesn't come from out there. I mean, if you haven't related any of those things already, here's a few more signs. Do you go above and beyond in everything with no desired outcome happening because of it? Yeah, you accomplish tons. What is it doing for you? Accomplishing a lot should not equal feeling awful and burned out. Being a really hard worker and hustling should not require burnout. Those do not automatically all go together. Some people lump them together. It's not a desired outcome, though. If you're going above and beyond and you're striving and trying to improve yourself and all that, and the only desired outcome you're getting is tired, that's an issue. You should be concerned. If you're working and overworking, overextending, overstretching, overserving yourself all the time until burnout, what exactly is burnout? One, it's when your body gives you the big F you. No, not doing it anymore. Tired. Sick of this. You never listen to me. You're not paying attention to me. I'm not going to work for you anymore. I'm going to give you some pain. Because you just don't honor me and you're not listening. So I'm going to get your attention this way. And then when you ignore, it turns that up. Right? And so you end up getting all of these issues and symptoms. And it's just not pretty. Not what you want. Right? If you sit on things for fear, like you, I'm going to do that. Yep. Oh yeah. I have these, I have big goals. I'm going to do them. I am so going to get this done. Oh boy, am I going to get this done? And every week looks the same. You're doing a lot of things, but nothing related to your goals, right? Or you're sitting on things like you've revised a PDF something, or you've revised something, something that you want to share with others, but you've revised it like 18,000 times and no one's even laid eyes on it yet. Most of the time, it's just better. Just get it out. And then because what you're revising on it has nothing to do with anything of value to the person you're trying to share it with. They really don't care. Here's the thing. You might care, but people, they want the content. They don't care really that you changed the color of the bold heading three different times. They don't care. They want to know what the words say. What is the meaning? What is the value, right? So if that's all you're doing, or you're resizing it, or, it's three pages, it should be six, or whatever. Like, the most important thing is getting it in the hands of other people, right? But if you're sitting on things for fear of failure, looking bad, versus acting and implementing, acting on those ideas, implementing and rolling out the things that you want to share, that's what feels good. And if it feels a little scary at first, good, you're doing the right thing. Perfectionism is really, I can appreciate it. Yeah, you want a good quality thing. I do too. I want quality things. I always want my things to look nice and have people like, wow, this really looks good. You know, you want the value to go with, you know, what comes after that, right? But I've never really had people say, you know, the reason I worked with you and hired you as my coach was because of that color you had on your website. And they didn't really say, you know, your logo, I was so inspired, I had to hire you. Nobody ever said things like that. What they have said to me are things like, when you said that everything I needed was within me, or you saw confidence in me that I couldn't see, or when you totally understood my idea, I didn't have to explain it. Like, you just really got me. You knew why it was important to me. It was like you had the same vision that I had. I knew I had to hire you. Now, if I spent all my time on the colors and the other, and don't think that I haven't or that I don't. I do. I have. But I know that what moves people to work with me is talking to them, listening to them. How many people, if that's your vision, your dream, your goal, and I say this because majority of the sensitives I work with, at some point, they want to step out and they want to do their own thing. They want to help people and make a direct impact. That is something I hear 100%. I just want to make more of a direct impact. I want to touch lives. You know, what I'm doing is okay and it's, you know, it's good and whatever, but I want to make an impact and I want to work with people like up close and personal. And if that's something that you want, are you spending the majority of your time talking with people, connecting with them, giving them information from you? Not in a way that's just nice, right? But really working with them. So, because if you feel like you've lost your confidence, hear this too. My self-esteem isn't that good. I don't know if I could do what you do. I couldn't put myself out there like that. Well, you don't have to put yourself out there like me. But how do you want to do it? What is it that you want to do? Don't let past failures fool you into thinking that you don't have what it takes. Say that again. Don't let past failures fool you, right? Into thinking that you don't have what it takes. You actually have more of what it takes with past failures. What? What are you talking about? Yeah, because you have way more experience now on what not to do, what you don't like, how you'd rather have it, what you would have liked. So don't let past failures fool you at all. And continuously work on that confidence, right? And here's another sign. If you constantly see what you want in everyone else but yourself or your own life, if you constantly see what you want, the way you want to be, the way you want to live, but you're seeing it in everyone else and everyone else's life, and you never see it in yourself, you're missing the point. Because, by the way, you cannot see or recognize something in someone else unless you have it as well. Huh. Now, that could go on the positive impact or the negative impact, yes? So, in other words, if you look at someone, oh, they're always so critical. That person is so critical. change that person to I am. Oh, that person is so inspirational. God, it's so motivational. They just, look at it, they're so wise. Change that to, I am so inspirational. I am so motivational. I am so wise. You can't recognize it unless you have it. And another sign, there's just zero, like no improvement. You're stuck in sameness. Same problems, different day. Same worries, different day. Same limitations, different day. Same lack, different day. Same relationship problems, different day. Same energy problems, different day. Except nothing ever really stays the same. It only gets better or worse. You either move in the direction of your dreams or you move farther away. So you're either improving or you're moving away from your improvement. You're either living or dying, baby. That's it. Living or dying. That's it. So if you're in sameness, you're actually getting worse. You know when you're getting better. You know when your life is improving. You know when your energy feels better, when you're not stuck in this state of, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? How will I do this? Right? And your body is matching that. Ugh, it's terrible. But it's recognizable. Thank goodness. So you can tune in and change it. And this is why I do what I do. One, because I know what all of that feels like, every bit of it. I used to be sad to say, yeah, that's what my life was like. And now I'm proud to say it because my life's not like that anymore. I'm proud to say I have been there, but that's not how I do it anymore. And sadly, there's no shortage of sensitive visionaries. There's no shortage of them running in circles. There's no shortage of sensitives going above and beyond and overextending and burning out. There's no shortage of sensitive visionaries just running on empty or losing their confidence, shaming and blaming themselves, trying to create a new life with an old structure and framework, approaching their potential with the wrong paradigm. What do I mean by that? I want to be bold. I want to unleash my inner badass. I want to do what I want to do. But I'm going to use this old paradigm that says sensitives are weak and they take on everyone's energy. And I need to focus. Maybe I need to learn how to set better boundaries. Do you realize how distracting that is from actually moving forward in your goals? What would you rather work on? Think about this. Would you rather spend your time and energy and focus figuring out how to set better boundaries so asshats can't hurt your feelings, or and stomple on whatever, I don't know, just poo-poo on your parade, whatever it is that they're known for, okay? Would you rather spend all your time and energy figuring that out, or would you rather spend your time and energy expanding your dreams, activating your big goals, moving in the direction of the life you want, being more bold and getting out of your comfort zone and not giving a damn what other people think because it's your life? Which one would you rather invest all your time and energy in, and which one do you think is going to give you a better return of what you actually want? What do you actually want? Do you actually just want all the big bad guys to leave you alone? Oh, small one? Or do you actually want to live a really badass life, doing what you want, having way more fun, feeling free, saying, you know what? Shit, at least I'm going to go for it. I mean, at least I can say at the end of my time here, I went for it. I didn't get caught up in other people's limiting beliefs and shutting myself down. Man, I came up with something and I talked myself into it. At least I can say that. Are you going to be able to say that? Please tell me that you are going to be able to say that. That you're not going to sit on this anymore. Yes, there is a process to collecting what I call the gathering phase, where you're gathering your information. It's to help you activate and be fully aware of what your gifts are, what your purpose is. That is something I teach my clients, the gathering phase. There's a difference between that and getting caught up in what everyone calls the shiny object syndrome. I have a podcast on that. You need to collect and gather things. If you're going to, you know, cook a big meal for your entire family, you can't do it without ingredients. Well, you need certain things to move forward in your gifts and your dreams. And one of them, yeah, confidence. You got to have a new belief structure. You got to have a new paradigm if the one you have is not working for you, which most likely it's not, or you would already have what you want. You'd already be there. So anytime I'm like, okay, this thing that I want isn't showing up in my life, how am I looking at it? And I recognize, oh my God, that's how I used to look at things. I don't look at things like that anymore. If I want that, I'm going to have to look at it different, a better way, a bigger way, right? I have to get out of my head, get into my potential, because my head's very limiting. Got to get into my potential, pure potential. That's what we are. We have pure potential. Seriously, anyone can go out and do anything. People prove it all the time. Some people believe they can't, and they prove it all the time. Which one are you? A client I started working with her, and brilliant, intuitive, spiritual, amazing, sweet, so caring, so wonderful. I loved being in her energy. Remember me talking about the cotton candy and the unicorns before? That's how I felt when I was working with her. Like, oh, this just feels right. Helping everybody with everything. Family, but people in her family out of obligation. Not created by her, created by others. Guilt trips and their chaos and always calling her to the rescue. And there were times where that made sense, and then it had reached a point where it didn't make sense anymore. It wasn't helping anyone anymore, and it definitely was holding her back. You know, when it comes to those family obligation things and those dynamics and what we think we have to do and we're supposed to do because otherwise you're just not a good family member, that has nothing to do with it. Sometimes you're a better family member when you say, actually, you can't lean on me anymore. You're responsible for you. I'm responsible for me. I'm happy to help you help yourself, but I can't do it for you. And that's what I found and what we discovered in the work we were doing. She had a beautiful vision. She wanted to step out as a spiritual leader. She wanted to be helping others with her gifts. And that there was not a doubt about that. Very spiritual, very tuned in, very powerful. I always love that I attract clients that are powerhouses, even if they don't recognize it when they come work with me, which they usually don't. Because when I say, you know, you're a powerhouse, right? They're like, what? Say what now? I'm like, look at everything you're handling. And you're still somehow sane. Like, what? Right? And so we started to work, started to restructure. We started to work on her, though. This isn't just like fly out of the gates and be like, hey, I can't help you anymore, so bug off. Like, it's not my recommendation. First, we work on you. Not because you need any changing or because you need to remember who you are. That's my job. I help you remember who you are. Did you ever see Lion King? Mufasa? What does he tell Simba? Remember who you are. In other words, hello, you're the king of the jungle. Did you forget that? Well, hey, you over there. You're the king of your jungle or queen. Maybe you forgot that. So you got to remember who you are. Own your power because it never leaves you. You can't lose what you are. If you're powerful, which you're born powerful, powerful creator, you can't lose that. You just need to find it again. Sometimes that means you need a tour of your inner world and your inner self to help you locate it because it's all within you. And don't give me that, well, I should already know this, because I hear that a lot. I should be able to figure this out for myself. Yeah, I know. I've said it too. Just get over that, really. Just get over it. I mean, you can spend however long it takes trying to figure it out on your own, which if you haven't done it by now, who cares if you get help? What does that really matter? What is it you ultimately want? You want to be able to say, and I did it on my own. You've been doing everything on your own. Let's do it different. Or do you want to be able to say, yeah, so that badass outcome I said I wanted, did it. Oh, that big dream over there I said I wanted, made it happen. Hi, I'm just living my best life. How about you? Would that be a better story? Or you just want to be like, you know what? Huh? I mean, it took me 23 years, but I finally figured it out because that's what it was for me. I just didn't know. If you're listening to this, you already know more than I knew. I didn't know that I could change. I didn't know. And then I discovered, oh my God, when I work with the right people and I learn these things, I dive in and I get really clear. Wah! And that's what happened for my client. We got rid of the guilt trips. We got rid of the things that were laying and weighing on her. And she started to put herself first, which actually meant, it didn't mean, see, putting yourself first doesn't mean putting everyone else last. It meant putting herself first felt really good and gave her a huge return of energy that actually expanded her capacity. Because when you're tired, when you've been beat down, you've had a rough week, you've been overextending yourself, it is in the moment, it will seem like it's just easier to say yes to whatever, even if it means stressing you out more versus having a conversation that you don't want to have. When you feel strong and resilient, you're empowered and you have confidence, and saying no is like, that's not going to work for me. Just like that. That's how it goes. Oh, okay, well, I just thought I'd ask. All right, no problem. If I could help, I would, but not this time. Okay. And if you have someone in your life who loves to lay on guilt trips, you are probably right now, yeah, that would never work. I'm telling you, it does. Wanna know why? Because whatever they say doesn't matter. The guilt trip doesn't affect you. You become resilient. You're just, it's like, okay, because you know it's their stuff, not yours. That's your guilt, not my guilt. Don't put it on me. And there's a million different versions of every kind of scenario, but that's like the simplest cut to the chase. Just tell me, what's it going to be? And now she's got a handle on all those things, putting herself first, seeing herself through her spiritual eyes, seeing her own worth, value, not just wanting to see it. There's a big difference between wanting to see those things in yourself and actually owning them. Big difference. Subtle shift of perspective, but whoo, the impact. Goodness. Right? And so now, helping clients, doing good things for herself, putting herself first on her list, attending and tending to her energy needs, meeting with her clients, taking care of her family, and not handling all the family dynamic stuff that, like, the shitstorms and the, that's theirs. If she needs to, she steps in, but it's from an empowered state. It's very different than from an, like, I feel obligated or I feel guilty if I don't. Those are not empowered states. And her business is growing and she's looking at how to implement and roll that out and stepping out as a leader and doing more things like live streaming, leading a community. I mean, really having fun too. Oh yeah, there's fun involved. It's way more fun. It's way more fun for her to be herself instead of trying to be everyone's everything. Again, subtle shift, big difference. So what do you do now? Okay, so you're like, oh my God, I recognize some of these things, but what do I do? How do I change it? Well, again, I know that. I don't know if I've ever met anyone who's like, no, I have all the money I could ever want for. I have exactly the right partner. I have the best relationships ever. I have total peace of mind. I have perfect health. I don't need to lose any weight. I mean, hey, look at me. I'm a brick house. I do all my favorite hobbies and activities. And I'm not saying there aren't people like that in the world, but those aren't the people that tend to come to work with me because those are the clients that I've worked with for a while. That's the direction they go in. But initially, a lot of sensitives do come to work with me because they don't know where to begin. They don't want to scan their life. I don't want to look around. It bores me. Or I don't want to look around because I don't even know where to begin because everything feels the same. So here's something I've learned too. So if you're not actively pursuing your passion, your dreams, your big dreams, like the big ones, right? You're not doing that. You will fill your time with all kinds of other random things that really aren't that, they're not that exciting to you. You're not super inspired by them. Maybe you're even bored. Maybe you find them like a drag, but it gives you a sense that you're doing something versus sitting with your own thoughts and recognizing, yeah. So my thoughts are like, what are you doing? Why are we not working on the cool stuff, right? So yeah, you might be really busy and doing all that, but do you have that peace of mind? Are you actively pursuing your passions, your big, big dreams? Does your health feel amazing? Or are you like, I don't know what it is. I've been doing all the right things, damn it, and I just can't lose this 5 pounds around the middle. Doesn't sound stressful at all, right? Is it like, you know, I just can't figure it out. Like, I could sleep for days and I just don't feel any better. Yeah. So those are all things, right? Those are the things we look at. But what I meant was I've yet to meet anyone who really said my life is as perfect as it could possibly be. There's absolutely nothing I would want to improve. Most people are like, yeah, even if it was rocking off the charts, let's take it up a notch. Why not? So everybody wants their life to be better. Is everyone going to step up and do whatever that takes? Or are you going to say things like, it's no big deal, it's fine, it's just for now, you know, whatever, right? So you may have something you want more of, but maybe you doubt that you could really have it. Maybe those doubts are stemming from those subconscious beliefs, those limiting beliefs, your core blocks, right? That are really sabotaging your, get this, your natural spiritual ability to manifest what you actually want. You're born with it. Isn't that amazing? You're born with the gift of manifesting. You can actually call into your life whatever you want. You have the ability. You just have not been taught how to use it, or there's too many things that are interfering with the signals. It's just so, and everyone who manifests something they thought they could never manifest before, and then all of a sudden they do it, they all say the same thing. I said the same thing. It was like I didn't even work at it. It was so easy. It was so easy and effortless. I was like, why didn't I do that before? So it's still a little mind-boggling, right? But you can do it. So to see if you have any subconscious limiting beliefs, here's what I encourage you to do. First of all, let's narrow it down to just say, I just want my life to be different. Oh my God. Could that be any more vague? Let's start to narrow it down. Bring it in, bring it in, bring it in, bring it in. Right? Is it business and career? Just pick an area that you want to focus on. Business and career? Is it love and relationships? Now, love and relationships, that could be with other people or your relationship with yourself. Loving yourself. I have a lot of clients. I have one client, in fact, who in her 50s said it was the first time ever in her life she ever really learned and could love herself for who she was. And what we really recognized was she had been living her life trying to be someone she thought she was supposed to be and had been denying herself who she really wanted to be. And when she finally came back to that, she was like, oh my God, I love me. No wonder I didn't like me. I was trying to be somebody else, right? So love and relationships. Business and career. Now that might be, are you in a corporate gig right now? You want to go from your corporate to calling? Do you want your own business? Are you in your own business, but it's hit a plateau? Or do you just want to make a career change? Now, I have had several clients and have several clients who are working a corporate job, but they have a vision for their own business and they have in the process, for whatever the reason, mostly universe just moving them right along, the corporate thing fell through. And then they, you know, it wasn't some like right timing, they moved right into their business, some not right timing. So they landed another job like that, like so fast. And it actually connected all the dots to move them into their business faster. Had they stayed at that corporate job. So, hey, universe always has your back, right? It's got a plan for you. So it could be business or career, or maybe it's something in your business and career you want to up level to. You want to start live streaming. You want to start doing your own videos. Maybe you want to start a podcast. Maybe you want to start speaking and you're like, I want to, I feel it. But oh my God, scares the bejesus out of me, right? Maybe it's like that. Health and weight. Can't lose this last 5 pounds, man. It's like right around my middle. No matter what I do, it's just right there, which is pretty common for sensitives, by the way, until you get a handle on your energy and that empowerment, personal power piece. You may keep a little extra layer. You put a little extra stress around the middle, cortisol, things like that. Weight loss resistance. There's just different things. Again, energy, adrenals, are you fatigued? Is it just maybe just like feeling comfortable in your own skin? Like just loving your body, not feeling separate. A lot of sensitives feel separate from their body because the feeling was too painful. Or they had too much pain in their life, so they just disconnected. And so coming back to feel one with your mind, soul, and body, right? And having that all dialed in. Is it money and finances? Has that hit a plateau? Is it just kind of boring? You don't know what to do with it anymore? You know, when's the last time you invested in yourself? Not like, I'm not talking a freebie or a free learning course. I know they're cool. It's fun. I can't believe all this is for free. Nothing's for free. At some point, they're going to sell you something. Nothing is just free. Okay. But when's the last time you made a real investment in yourself? Maybe you're donating to your 401k, not donating, but maybe you're contributing to your 401k. Are you contributing to you? What's your spiritual bank account like? How's that looking? Right? And so looking at money and finances. So if you can kind of narrow it down to that, pick an area that you want to focus on. Now, you got to get clear about what you want. And when I ask clients, what do you want? So let's say you pick love and relationships. Let's say relationships. I want to have a healthier relationship. I really struggle in one of my relationships. I just am really challenged. Just, you know, they just take advantage of me and I never say no. And, you know, I just like my client that I was describing. Obviously, the first relationship to focus on is the one with yourself, but you have to ask yourself what you want. So what do I want? And I want you to say it like that. What do I want? What is it that I really want? Now, when I say without limits, yes, I'm talking about dreaming big and if you could have anything you possibly want, but I'm also saying without other people weighing in because it'll feel like, well, you'll have an initial like, ooh, I want this. Well, but how would I do that? Because my spouse wouldn't let me, or, you know, they would get upset or they wouldn't understand, or they, you know, maybe would never agree to let me invest in that or something. Okay, so you got to remove all the other people to get an actual truth, like real answer about what you want. Clear the room, I call it. It's just you sitting alone in your own room in your mind. What do you want? List it out. All of it. Don't worry about it. Doesn't matter. Like, oh my God, it's so overwhelming. I don't know where to begin. Who cares right now? That's not what you're doing right now. Right now, you're just getting clear about what you want. You want to unlock your big dreams? 10 times better than this is what you do. Now, I do like to bring in the belief thing a little bit, okay? And I want to prove to you a little bit that what you want, because I can tell you that as soon as you have an idea, a thought of something you want, it is absolutely doable and possible. Otherwise, it can't even, that's just, it cannot come from any type of form, energy form, nothing, unless it's possible, okay? So once you have an idea, you get a clear view of what you want, you have manifested to a certain extent. You have manifested it physically in your life. You've manifested it energetically. So now you've created this. Boom. Manifested. Okay? I want you to think about who already has what you want. Doesn't have to be exact. If they have a pink Bentley, maybe you want a hot pink Bentley. I don't know. You know, what is it that you want? I don't know what you want in your life or what your areas are, but if it's like relationships or whatever, maybe you're like, oh, I'd really love for my significant other to love and honor and respect me, ask me what I want once in a while, help me with more things, maybe something like that. Look around. Who already has what you want? Maybe it's, I want to really have a good handle on my energy. I don't want to feel run down all the time. I don't want to feel sick all the time. I want to be like high power. I want to do what I want to do when I want to do it. On my call. I don't want to have to wait until I have more energy. Who already has what you want? Write them out. Why? Not because you're comparing. Not like that. Because you're comparing as in to show you need to have, you know, this is for the ego only. Listen, ego, look, they have it, so it must be possible. The ego, well, yeah, but it's not possible for you, says you. That's not truth. What if they thought the same thing, right? So you're kind of proving to yourself that it's possible. It's out there in the world. So somebody's made it happen already. So it's doable. That's all. That's really what that's for. Also, you kind of, it takes the pressure off a little bit, like, oh, there are people doing this. And you know what? Maybe you come up with an expert who teaches it. Right? But you want to think about who already has what you want. Now, we have to talk about resistance. It's all fun and games to talk about what you want and the big, beautiful dreams and, you know, to let your imagination run wild, which is the only way I recommend thinking about your big dreams. But we want to get traction to our actions here. We don't want to just have our head stay in the spiritual clouds. We want to actually get grounded about it. And so now we got to look at resistance. Because if I want what I want, but I never believe I can have it because that's where it stays. So finish the statement. I can't have what I want because, or I can't because. Right? As many. Don't freak out if you got 8,000. It's cool. They're pretty much all boiled down to three. Write as many reasons as you can. These are your conscious beliefs, symptoms that really point to the real enemy, subconscious. Okay, so consciously you're like, well, but I can't because, I mean, I'm already so busy. I can't because I don't know how I would do it. I can't because I don't know what that would cost. I can't because I don't want to work on the weekends. I can't because I have to take care of the kids. I can't because I've never done it before. I can't because I'm not very techy. See, these are all, they sound reasonable. It's okay. It doesn't really, I mean, it matters, but it doesn't matter what they are. Just write them all out. You might actually think that you're going to have a bazillion of them, and you probably won't. You'll start running out. Like, Then, take them, review them. Look at all the reasons why you can't have what you truly want. And I like to, they kind of fall into little categories. Okay? Like, well, if I try that, I'll fail. So, like, I've never done that before. If I try it, I'll probably fail because I've never done it before. Or no one will want me. If I step out and I start talking about what I really want to talk about, my family will think I'm Lulu. Like, they'll think I've gone plumb crazy and they'll disown me. So they won't really want me. If I'm my true self and I start talking like how I really want to talk about the things I really want to teach on, the spiritual things, my family probably won't want me because they won't understand. Or my family is, you know, sometimes in the spiritual, there's things with different religions and my family's this and I'm, you know, I do identify with that, but I also feel this, or I can't say universe because, you know, my friends will think that I'm dishonoring God. I mean, there's things like that that happen a lot for people. I'm not worthy. I can't because I'm not worthy can, well, that can add up a lot of things. I can't have the relationship I want because no one ever listens to me. Because what I have to say is not important because I'm not worthy. See, we can kind of trickle them back. So if you list all these statements, like I can't because I don't want to get my hopes up. That's, if I try, I'm going to fail. Right? If I say I can't because my spouse won't support me, well, that might be number two. No one will want me. If you said I can't because people like me, they never really get what they want. I mean, look, my history proves it. That would lead you to number three, where I'm not worthy. I never get what I want. I never get the good stuff. Everybody else gets that. So you want to look at how many of one, two, threes do you have on your list? And it'll help you also determine if you have like a dominant subconscious limiting belief. By the way, whatever you come up with doesn't mean squat. You're not stuck with it. Once you have awareness around it, now you can do something about it. Until you know what, how do you know what to work on or fix or whatever? You don't. So with practice and awareness, belief building, right? Creating that new structure, the new framework, creating and shifting, moving out of old paradigms that have not helped you. Well, they helped you in the past, but now you're looking, I don't want to just survive. Man, I want to be thriving in my life. I want to come forward, right? And I do encourage, this is not just about saying fake ass affirmations in a like empty hope when crossing my fingers that they're going to help me. This is, you're going to say, you're going to take your I can't statements and you're going to flip them around because inner chatter matters. If you're walking around like, well, I can't because this and I can't because that, why would that ever inspire you to try and work on your big dreams? What is that going to do for you? Nothing. You must learn to talk to yourself in a way that empowers you, lights you up, inspires you. So take those I can'ts and turn them to I am. I am fully supported by the universe. Who cares if your spouse don't support you? You support you. I support myself. You know, I can't because people like me never get what they want. You know what? I'm blessed. I'm abundant. I'm resourceful and I'm determined. I will get what I want. And, you know, once you come up with these, well, yeah, bring them to me. Let's talk about them. You're not stuck with them. If you feel like, well, I mean, I could change those statements, but I don't know if that's enough. Well, there's more to it, but this is a start. My goal is always to get you unstuck now, to get your energy flowing now, right? To activate that within you now so that you increase. I mean, if you increase your worth and you start living independent of other people's opinions and their energy and emotions, and if you actually just get into motion and start taking action on what you really want, you are more likely to succeed than fail. To me, and it's not like this hasn't been said before, but I don't know, failing. I'd rather be able to say, hey, I gave it a shot. I went for it. Instead of, I didn't go for the shot and the buzzer rang and I ran out of time. That's what we're talking about here. This is your time to go for it. There's always a link provided to schedule a call with me. Do the exercises. Go through the questions. Or maybe you already know. I already know I want to talk to you. I already know this is what I want. I want to move forward. I don't want to feel like this anymore. I know that I want to move forward. I want to feel different. I want to create some badass level of success in my life. And I want to feel most alive. And I'm ready for that. Awesome. Or maybe you go through the questions. You're like, now I don't know what to do with them. Let's talk about it. That's what I'm here for. I'm always, every day, I'm always looking for my next client success story because I work with amazing sensitive visionaries. No matter where they start, I can tell you where they go. No matter what point they start from, newly realizing and recognizing they're sensitives, they're newbies in the awareness pool, or they're already, you know, much along the way, they have a spiritual understanding, they have a more clear vision. They just don't know what to do with the rest of their life that hasn't caught up with them. Because a lot of times that's it too. You've grown so fast that you've outgrown your life. And now you're like, ugh, what happened? Jeez, I felt like I went to bed one night and I woke up the next day and I was like, yuck. Right? So that happens. You've just outgrown where you're at and you don't know where to go from here because it kind of feels like maybe you're starting over again. And that can seem a little weird, but it's super inspiring. Congratulations on your spiritual promotion. That's the stuff I work with. So have fun with this. And now you know how to unlock your big dreams 10 times better than the average sensitive, because you're not average. Oh, no. Mm-mm-mm. You're not average at all. Oh, what a great show. Have fun with this. You're going to do amazing things. It's what you're here for. I'm here to help you do it. I will see you for our next episode soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Sensitives on Fire, the podcast for sensitive visionaries. If you like this podcast, please be sure to leave a comment or review. We hope you'll tune in next time.